Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yo.
Yo.
Hi, love you guys. Listen every day. Jen from Canton, Michigan.
There we go.
I dated a girl from Canton, Michigan when I was a young man.
Okay,
she was awesome.
You mentioned Jody earlier. What's the other girl's name that you lived with?
Well, too many of them to talk about.
Lynette.
No, no, no.
Lynette. Stop it now.
See, I knew there was one listening potentially somewhere. She might be the one who texts from Auburn Hills every day.
That's not true.
Rocking?
Not true.
No, look at how defensive he's getting. We found it.
We found it.
It took long enough. I'm saying not only did you figure out the name, but we found that thing.
No, I know.
It's fine.
Oh,
I'm just saying, not from Auburn Hills.
Okay, not from
Auburn
Hills.
That was it. It's not the same. That's a guy checking in from Auburn Hills.
I'm just saying.
There's
a chance that she could be listening. Do you ever look her up on Facebook?
I talk to her every once in a while.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we're still friends.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Are you friends
with
her?
She's married. She's fine.
Are you friends with the one in Florida?
I talk to her every once in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. So you've stayed in touch with some of these people.
Well, over the years. I mean, it took years and years and years. Like
20-year gap.
Yeah.
I feel like at that point, it's perfectly fine.
I thought exes were dead.
I feel like a 20-year gap.
Okay,
like,
so
they have kids and divorced and blah, blah, blah.
There's a threshold.
Yeah.
They can come back to life.
Like, there's nothing real there.
Sure.
Yeah, they're like the memory.
And by talking, like, you know, once every 3 years or something.
And it's via Facebook. It's not like you text, or do you?
No.
Oh, okay. What are we doing other than going through Laszlo's Rolodex of X's?
I don't know.
Oh, we're getting ready to doom scroll. That's what we're getting ready to do. We're going to do the news. I think she's calling you.
Well, spammer.
Yeah, it's probably her. That's what he labels her as in his phone. Spammer.
All of them.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
We're doom scrolling a minute?
We're doom scrolling now.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. It's already here. Man, we really flustered him with that talk about his,
I didn't know.
He was on his phone. I'm telling you, he's talking to that girl.
I'm looking for cars.
I'm not saying her name now.
I'm looking for cars.
Oh, okay.
Why are you happy?
Oh, you're looking for cars?
Just got a new car.
It's been a while.
Been like 6 months.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's been better
Both
part
of
a year.
Both of you.
It's been over half a year. Me? I've been driving the same car for like 2 years now. Are you kidding me?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, this
that's
COVID.
That's abnormal.
This economy is killing me. The news. The January 6th hearings have been going on, and yesterday we heard from election workers, poll workers, who say their lives have been made a living hell because of the allegations that the election was stolen and that these, people who are trying to help ensure that we have a safe and fair election were up to no good. They blame Trump, some of them by name, and there were some tears that were shed. And I don't doubt that, you know, when these people say they've had death threats that have not ended since the election, I'm not surprised at all.
State officials and an election worker from Georgia testified before the January 6th committee yesterday. They said despite being targeted by the president of the United States, they stood their ground and they paid the price.
Do you know how it feels to have the president of the United States to target you? The president of the United States is supposed to represent every American, not to target one.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Yeah. I mean, being on the wrong end of Trump anger, you know what I mean? As soon as he says anything, you think, like, even if it's not that big of a deal, one of those things you're like, oh, I forgot he even said that. Yeah, but if you were on the receiving end of it,
right.
I'll bet it just kept going and going. And, I mean, that happens
stop,
to a lot of
sure.
people. But for sure, this whole thing. Here's the thing. I saw Snow Cone. I know you're on Reddit all the time. I saw people yesterday talking about this Rolling Stone article that said that I don't know if you guys have heard this, but allegedly the Trump administration was making a documentary about the election, okay? And they were going to make this documentary about, I don't know, winning the election or something.
I'm not heard this, no.
Okay, so apparently during the Jan 6th hearings, they were like, we've got some video here from inside, you know, the inner circle. Oh. And according to Rolling Stone, you know, Trump and his people were like, what the hell is this? Where did this come from? And they're at least acting like, or the media is acting like, Trump sort of forgot that they'd been filming this documentary, and that when things didn't end up going his way, that now that documentary footage still exists and could be used against him. And I heard that their side, I don't know if this is true, again, this is just what people were saying online, is that Trump's people were saying, no, we weren't filming a documentary, it was the FBI spying on us.
Oh.
So I don't know which it is. I don't know if they were making a documentary about this or not. But, man, the whole Stop the Steal, we watched that Roger Stone documentary. I don't even remember
Get
if that was
Roger
the one.
Stone.
And actually, I don't even know if that's a documentary it was in. But in one of those things we watched, they talked about how they started setting up that Stop the Steal thing before the first election.
Oh, sure.
Before the Hillary election. It's like, you knew it was going to be a thing. I mean, I know Biden said it, but like, you could set your watch to it. Everyone said, this is what's going to happen, and then it happened. But my biggest thing is, people talking about this documentary, or, you know, lack thereof, I don't know if it's true or not, we're saying, well, the reason that Trump and the people around him felt so confident doing all this stuff is because they never get in trouble for anything. That, you know, they don't have to worry about the
it's
law
true.
Coming
There's no
after
repercussions.
Them. And that part, you know,
why
is totally
Why did I get corrected from all the things that I used to do? You think it's not that because I don't like them?
Right.
I love doing all that stuff. It was fun. Just being a menace, a complete menace. Peeing and fighting wherever I want. I loved it.
Sure.
Loved it. And they kept getting me in trouble. And so eventually I was like, the trouble's not worth it.
Exactly.
You have to stop. If there's no repercussions to your actions, not everybody. Some people are morally, you know, straight people. Not me, though.
No, and not
and
a lot
most
of people.
People. Like, yeah, I keep doing that.
Right. And I do agree with that, whether this stuff about the documentary is true or not, but I totally agree. And not only do I agree.
There has to be some repercussions for your actions. I don't know what they are.
Right.
In this country,
either.
We tend to do, if you're rich and a politician, or just rich in general, but really if you're rich and a politician, there's no repercussions for your actions.
Right.
And if you're poor, they're over the goddamn top.
It's constant.
Did you sell 2 joints?
Right.
We'll kill you.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you overthrow the government? Yeah. Yeah.
We'll look into it. We'll look into it.
Arguing semantics now, aren't we? Like, are you kidding me?
Right. It's that's just the way that it is. And the argument where the people give her
the
say,
only
well,
guy who had it right was John Edwards. There's two Americas. Unfortunately, he cheated on his wife with cancer and loved the Dave Matthews Band and threw it all away.
He loved Dave Matthews Band?
They told the woman that he was cheating on.
Oh, yeah, they had the baby.
That Dave Matthews would play at their wedding his wife died.
I read that book by his advisor. He seemed like kind of an a-hole.
Terrible person.
Just not a good person.
Terrible
yeah.
Person.
Yeah. But I'm with Bill Maher on that, but his message was right.
The message was right.
The message
I agree
was
with
right.
There
he
are
was
two
right
Americans.
On point. He just... God, we just need another guy to say it.
Right. I can't believe there hasn't been someone. Uh-uh. I can't believe there hasn't been a politician who's come forward and said, look, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I've got some stuff I'm conservative about, some stuff I'm liberal about. The media is dividing us. I'm tired of the media dividing us. I don't hate you. You think I hate you. I don't hate you. Do you hate me?
Yeah.
And it's just not going to happen.
Yes.
It's like that person can't rise.
You.
I know you do. Les was like, yes, I do, actually. Sit down and shut up. Join a team, a-hole. At least I respect the guy with the R in front of his name. He's taking a side. Oh, God, you wishy-washy son of a bitch. Bill Cosby. Remember when he went to prison and then got out of prison?
I do.
That whole thing confused me. Well, now there's been a civil trial, and the civil jury found Bill Cosby guilty of sexually abusing a teenager in 1975. If you watched that Playboy documentary on A&E, they talked about this. The Judy Huff, I think, was her name. She was like 16 at the time.
A California jury found Bill Cosby sexually abused a teenage girl more than 45 years ago. Jurors in the civil trial ruled Tuesday the actor abused Judy Huff at the Playboy Mansion in 1975 when she was only 16.
What's the statute of limitations on that stuff, and is it different because it's a civil trial? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I don't think you go to jail for a civil trial.
Right.
That seems right, right?
And also it just seems like maybe
O.J.
if you
lost
said
a civil trial, he just took his money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a way of saying, hey, we want everyone to know you are guilty, but...
I don't even like that idea.
I don't either.
The whole idea is like, if I killed somebody... Then send me to court.
Right.
And if I go to court and I'm innocent, then you shouldn't be able to be like, well, yeah, but we're going to take you to this other court where they don't have to prove as much.
Right.
One's and then we're going to take you. And I'm not, look, it sounds like I'm defending Bill Cosby and O.J. Simpson here. And maybe I am O.J. a little bit. But that said, like, I don't get the second court with the less burden of proof where we just take your money.
It's weird.
Like, what?
Preponderance of evidence versus beyond a reasonable doubt. And I guess I understand why for money you'd say... Actually, I don't.
I don't.
If it's for money, then just say beyond a reasonable doubt. You want me to pay for something that you think I'm responsible for, then prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
I don't understand. If you take me to court and it's beyond a reasonable doubt, right, and you find me innocent, then I don't understand how you'd have a preponderance of the evidence.
Well, because you only need 51%.
You don't. You don't have it.
That's not beyond a reasonable doubt. So is it likely that the person did it? Yes. Now, is it almost certain that the person did it beyond any reasonable doubt? Yes, that's for murder. I don't get it either, and it seems like they use that all the time.
Well, we couldn't
prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, so we'll go to the lower court and at least try and prove the preponderance of the evidence and then get some money. But I also don't understand how any of that stuff works. So anyway, Bill Cosby was found guilty of that. How old is Bill Cosby now? I mean, I thought he was, like, 10 years ago, they showed him hobbling in and out of prison, and I thought he was blind, and he's got to be in his 80s, right? I can't believe that this guy is still being dragged into court. I mean, not that he shouldn't be, I just mean I can't believe that he's still alive. You think the last, oh, I don't know, when you hit 70 and things start to go that way in your life after living a fabulous, rich, and luxurious lifestyle, you'd think that that would really take a toll on you, and that maybe it would just do you in, you know?
You'd think prison would be bad.
It would be really bad, and just all the bad press after being America's dad and everything else. All right, good news, potentially. Biden is calling for a gas tax holiday. He wants a gas tax holiday of about 90 days so that people can have some relief at the pump.
Federal gas tax for the next 90 days. We can bring down the price of gas and give families just a little bit of relief.
Okay, so that's what he wants. Now,
that'd be nice. How much is taxing on gas?
How much would this actually... Depends on who you ask, because I've seen some people say, no, this could be a substantial amount. And I've seen other people saying, no, even if you drive a lot, you know, it'll maybe give you $5 a week or something like that.
President Biden is considering a pause on federal gas taxes. The average national price of gas is still around $5 a gallon. However, it has dipped slightly from its all-time high last week. A gas tax holiday would bring down prices by more than 18 cents per gallon, at least temporarily.
So there you go. 18 cents per gallon. And I don't know what our national average is now. Did she
said $4.
It's $4.90 something, right?
I thought she said $4.
I thought she hit $5. And then anyway, it would be 18 cents. So it's something. Yeah. It's something. We rented a car when we went out of town this weekend, and I went to fill it up. And I know gas is expensive. It had a little less than a quarter of a tank, and it cost me $125 to fill it up. It's a lot of money. And I don't drive very far for work. I live very close to work, and I have a four-cylinder, you know, car that gets good mileage. But if you have to drive a lot, and especially if you're doing it, like, it's one thing to have to drive to work, but when your work is driving, and there's no getting around it, if you own your own truck or whatever it is, it's a lot of money.
Yes.
You got to figure something out. How expensive did it get when it got ungodly expensive?
Well, then they voted against the price gouging.
I know. It makes
no
sense.
Like,
because, as they said, and I believe this too, Republicans want to make Democrats look bad and vice versa. Now, whether or not you can say they're both equal, we could argue that one's worse than the other. But that's become politicking in the last 20 years.
And it's ridiculous. Like, it needs to happen. Like, you could clearly, I think both parties could pass the price gouging thing.
Well, that's why the tax-free thing isn't going to work. It's just posturing, really. It's just him being able to say he tried.
That's right. And who knows, maybe if we read the fine details of the price gouging
and
thing.
And I saw that the oil companies can really just avoid that and pocket more money, and it doesn't really matter. So from what I read, the whole thing's pointless anyways.
Well, and, you know, it's like the baby formula thing. Then we were like, why would Republicans vote against that? And it's like,
because they want a bitch.
Because they, and also it looks good for them in an election coming up. Hey, there's no baby formula. There's inflation.
Gas is babies are starving.
Yeah. That helps during an election, which unfortunately is one of the things we, you know, need to figure out how to get around, because we can't keep doing this.
Right.
It's just not working. All right, we'll take a break, come back, finish doom scrolling.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, let's doom scroll, baby.
Well, Laszlo.
Please, tell me more.
Back in 2017, there was all this talk about Trump and vaping and nicotine, and that they were going to get rid of flavored vape products, maybe get rid of vaping products altogether. And then the rumor was that Someone told Trump, like, hey, a lot of your base likes to vape. And he's like, let's put this off. So they put it off. It's all because it's something the FDA wants to do. The FDA has wanted to do lots of things when it comes to nicotine for a long time. But it's up to, I guess, each administration on whether or not they're going to follow through with this stuff. So now Biden's got two things happening here. The first is that I'm seeing today that Juul is just going away. I know. Snowcone, you're looking at me. But it says specifically Juul in this thing. Now, this is according to the Wall Street Journal. But it says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is preparing to order Juul Labs to take its e-cigarettes off the market completely in the United States.
Oh, man.
Shares in the giant Altria Group, which owns 35% stake in the vaping part. You know, that's Philip Morris. They bought a huge chunk of Juul right before all that trouble happened. 35% stake. Their shares fell 8.5% following the report. The decision could come as early as Wednesday. Now, I was reading further down this article, it said that what would normally happen in a situation like this is that Juul could appeal and maybe even try and sue, and then that gives them like another year, possibly even a couple more years on store shelves. They were surprised that it doesn't look like they're going to do that. So I guess, according to this thing at least, Juul is about to go away. But meanwhile, with cigarettes, Biden wants to limit the amount of nicotine that's in cigarettes. And this is something they've been trying to do since the 90s. This was part of what I guess Trump's thing was going to do with the whole vape thing. They were also going to limit the amount of nicotine in cigarettes. Because like I said, it's the FDA that wants to do it. So depending on where you read this, I can't find an actual amount of like how much do they want to reduce the nicotine in cigarettes. Is it half as much? I read one article where it just said that they want to remove almost all nicotine from cigarettes. I don't know if that just means that, because I don't even know, honestly, what the percentage is in like a Marlboro Red or something. I know they have percentages no just like there's milligrams, right? They do like there's this many milligrams of nicotine in each cigarette. With the vaping products and with the nicotine pouches that you can buy, those are all labeled, right? They'll say 3 milligrams, 6 milligrams. Cigarettes never said that I've ever noticed. So. But anyway, Juul apparently going away, and now cigarettes. Maybe most of the nicotine is going to be taken out of them.
The Biden administration taking action this morning to help smokers kick their habit. Under a new proposal, tobacco companies would have to limit nicotine levels in cigarettes, the rule designed to make them less addictive. It comes as the administration doubles down on fighting cancer-related deaths. That rule is expected in May of next year.
Now, of course, the FDA says that if you get rid of most of the nicotine, it'll be a lot easier for people to quit and a lot harder for people to get hooked, and so they can, you know, quit smoking. I would assume that if they're saying Juul is going away and they want to limit the amount of nicotine in cigarettes, that all the other things are probably going away too, right? All the vape juices, all the, I don't, you know, in the beginning they said, well, any of the preloaded ones. So those are the Juuls, the, what's the thing you use, Snowcone? An Enjoy.
Enjoy.
You've seen them, Lazo, at the gas station. Just a device, and it's got a pod that's pre-filled. You put it in, and then it's disposable, and you put another pod in. The rumor was that that's what they were going to get rid of, was all the pod-based devices. And they said, no, we're going to get rid of all the flavors to see if maybe we can get them to leave us alone for a while. So Juul stopped selling most of their flavors. And the only way to get flavors was to buy refillable devices where you do it yourself. I've heard rumors, too, that those are going away, but I can't find anything today that talks about that. It's just Juul and cigarettes. But it seems to me like that would be next to go. Because when vaping got big, these vape shops started popping up everywhere. You can't drive. I mean, depending on where you live, if you're anywhere near a city, and even when you're out in the suburbs, there are vaping stores everywhere. And I know that after, if you give them maybe, even if vaping was legal and you left them open for 10 years, maybe it's too many. I don't know. Or maybe it's like mattress stores and they're everywhere because there's money in it. Yeah. But even when I went out of town, you know, we needed something from a vape store. And I thought, well, we could look it up. And I was like, no need. Just keep your eyes open because we'll see one soon. And we did.
With a big sign that says Kratom on top of it.
Yeah, or Vapor World or whatever.
You've been doing Kratom for like 7 years now.
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day you drink a big bottle of Kratom.
Yep. 10 years now.
10 years, man. Because now it's like it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And I know it started to become more popular, more popular, more popular. But now I think on my way home, I drive past 4 stores and strip malls that just say Kratom.
Yep.
Where before you're having to buy it from Bengali or something. Like he's like, look
on
at this stuff.
Internet.
I'm getting it from the internet in giant bags. I'm like, what? Why are you buying cut up grass leaves from Thailand? It's such a weird guy.
And then remember they said they were going to get rid of that. when that was when Trump was in office, right? It was like September of 2017.
Well, I think like a lot of people who are addicted to opioids use these, right?
That's why kratom got so big. Yep.
If you get rid of that, we could have no president wants to sit on top of another crisis.
Right, and I think with the kratom thing, when they said they were going to outlaw that, the kratom lobby had just started to get just big enough, especially in places like Florida, where they were able to go talk to politicians and say, look, if you get rid of this, you're going to see a spike in overdoses, all those things. The reason kratom is so popular is because these pharmaceutical companies got everybody hooked on opioids, you know, and then that slid into serious, you know, heroin addictions and all these other things. Fentanyl, we hear about fentanyl all the time being in everything. Right. So they're like, hey, or we could just keep this kratom stuff on the shelves. And if you want to make sure that there's no salmonella in it and all that stuff, that seems fair, but don't take it away. And I think you're right. They probably were like, we don't want to be the ones who got rid of this and we see another spike in overdose. Now, when it comes to nicotine, nicotine's been around forever. My thing is, if they get rid of, let's say they get rid of all the pod-based devices and they get rid of all the refillable devices, like you can't buy vaping supplies for nicotine, they're still, I would imagine, going to make Nicorette patches and Nicorette lozenges. I just feel like those things, because of the way they were marketed, because they're made by pharmaceutical companies like GlaxoSmithKline or whoever makes those, I don't want to get sued. I think they make one of them. But because those are made by those companies and they sold them in places like Walgreens, there's this completely different perception. And so no one even talks about getting rid of Nicorette or getting rid of Nicorette lozenges or any of that stuff. And I don't think most people realize that you could go from no nicotine use in your entire life to just someone saying, hey, stick a Nicorette patch in there. That'll help you get through the meeting. And just becoming hooked on that.
Yeah.
And I know people who use them that way, who that's all they use. They just use Nicorette, and that's when they started liking nicotine, which is what happened with Juuls, right? It was supposed to be something to help you quit smoking. And then, of course, they realized, well, except that kids who were basically done using nicotine at this point, because we were down to like
3%.
Now they're all getting hooked on nicotine. I don't know, Lazo. This is where I look, you know, it affects me a little bit. My libertarian tendencies start to come forward. I get that it's a problem with kids smoking the or vaping the flavored Juuls and stuff. And I hear the guys at the vape store say, your kids are not my problem. Keep it out of, you know, your kids' hands. And I understand that argument to a certain extent. But I also think that they did a good job of trying to find some sort of a middle ground. A lot of places they said early, we're going to make it 21. And then they said, we're not going to sell any type of vaping supplies in gas stations because you have to be 21 to even get into a store where this stuff is being sold. Things that, if they'd done that stuff sooner, if they'd done that from the beginning with Juul and those other things, just made it harder for kids to get. First of all, vaping might not be nearly as big as it is today. But also, we might not be talking about Juul. You know, just like 3 years ago, was it 3 years ago? Maybe four. I think it was like 3 years ago, Juul was having these giant Christmas parties, and they'd made, you know, $1 trillion year over year.
Yeah, right. Buy Altria, stock in Juul.
Yeah, Altria bought 35% of the company, and then, boom. It was like a year later, Juul got hit hard the quickest because that's the brand that everybody knew, so they came after them. And they went to just selling the non-flavor. What can you buy, Snow? Can you buy menthol even at a gas station?
Yeah, menthol.
So it's just tobacco and menthol, and that's it. But they got rid of all the flavors a long time ago, right?
Oh, yeah. The watermelon and blueberry went away years
ago. And mango.
Wait, at my 7-Eleven, I can buy like a bunch of different flavors.
Yeah, and they're disposable.
Because I asked
the
lady, But I asked the lady, I said, can I buy one of these things like to try? And she was like, yeah, what flavor do you want? I'm like, cigarette flavor?
Right.
And she literally said, they don't make that.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what do they make? And she's like, watermelon, mango, you know, cotton candy. I'm like,
yeah.
The disposables.
I don't understand how the cigarette. Right.
And she's like, no. I'm like, well, all right, I don't know.
I don't understand how those disposable ones are still being sold so many places. They told Juul and those companies you can't put the flavors. Enjoy doesn't sell flavors anymore, All those went away. But then the companies that are selling now, when I say disposable, these are ones, Lazo, where it's all one device.
Yeah.
When it's empty, it's empty. You don't put a new pod in it or anything. With the Juul, you just replace the pod and kept the battery.
Like 3,000
But why? Can you sell flavor disposables, but you can't sell, like, that doesn't...
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand.
There's no consistency at all.
Because I would think if you were a kid, the disposable is more lucrative or wanted, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to, like, hide the mint julep nicotine in your top sock drawer. You're going to go out with your buddies,
you're
14 or 15 on the weekend, buy one of these things and smoke it all weekend and throw it out. no one's going to catch you, and then you can smoke watermelon, right? Like, it would almost seem like the opposite would be true.
The only thing
I
can figure...
Don't you guys get, like, libertarian on this? Like, by the way, it's a, when you think about alcohol and nicotine and the way those two things are treated, don't you get kind of libertarian with this?
Well, that's my only thought with the disposable ones that you're talking about that don't have pods, is maybe they've said, hey, you know what? You got to be 21 or over to buy it, right? And perhaps with, like, when my niece was using Juuls, and, you know, I think it was all Juul stuff. Maybe those kids were getting those pods to someone like, hey, I got a bunch of mango pods. Hey, I got this. But when you have to buy the whole device and you have to be 21, I don't know. I really can't. I can't figure out how that slipped. Because where I live, I was under the impression that if you were going to sell vaping stuff at all, then you had to be 21 just to enter the store. That was a rule that they made, like, in the you know, actual city limits. So, yet at gas stations, I still saw what you're talking about. I still see them today, Lazlo. You don't have to be 21 to get into the gas station, but they're selling those branded, I don't know what they're called, like Pops or something, and they're just disposable. And they say, like, you know, strawberry, pomegranate, kiwi. Yeah. And I'm like, well, that's definitely a flavor.
Right.
And it's definitely visible. I can see it right
and
there.
And the only reason why I know is because I wanted to buy one, they didn't do smoke.
Right. And what about the pouches? Because, you know, those have gotten big, too, in the last few years. There's no tobacco in them. It's nicotine derived from tobacco, I believe, but there's no tobacco in them, so they're just nicotine pouches. Are kids using those, too? I haven't heard about that being an issue.
No.
So do they keep those around? I just find it hard to believe that Nicorette would go away if they say we're going to get rid of all this stuff. I bet Nicorette finds a way to stay on the shelves at Walgreens and those places. And then what? Do a bunch of kids just start going out? Those are expensive. That is one thing, is that if you want to buy Nicorette stuff, it's expensive. All right, I know we're out of time, but Lazlo, I'm sure you heard Gronk again said he's retiring. He's done.
NFL star Rob Gronkowski, we know him as Gronk. He's known for his antics, Miss Jones,
yes,
on and off.
Yes, it is true. Good morning, guys. Well, Gronk is one of the league's most successful and beloved players, and his legendary career appears to be coming to an end. He announced on Instagram yesterday that he's retiring for the second time, writing, "I will be walking away from football again with my head held high, knowing I gave it everything I had."
Yeah, he's pretty good at football. Seems like he was pretty good. You think he's really done, Lazlo? Is just another...
I saw that he said, if Brady calls me during the season, we'll see what happens. And then Brady posted on Instagram a picture of a guy with a phone.
He did? Yeah. Okay. So
who knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
I think he's probably...
The Church of Lazlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!